Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Stan Jock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is walked intentionally. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Smith reaches second base with a double. Mossy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harshman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Harshman moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 0 for 1 in the game. Jock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz bunts towards third. Jock fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mossy is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rosen is walked intentionally. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Westlake strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stanjock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 0 for 2 in the game. Jock is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Rosen is walked intentionally. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Westlake strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanjock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 0 for 3 in the game. Jock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing center field. Dave Philly now playing right field. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell pinch hits for Ed McGee. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.